Hello, beautiful souls. This is Christina coming to you again on this platform, and it's been so long since I've uploaded or recorded anything. And I think you probably resonate when I say that this last year has deeply transformed us. We're always evolving, we're always transforming, and sometimes that requires us to go deeply within ourselves. It requires a reevaluation, it requires observation and honesty with ourselves. And sometimes we need to do that alone. Sometimes we need to shut out the world for a little while and just find our own voice and our own guidance. And in time, you know, we all find our way. I really believe that we have a divine plan. I mean, just look around. You walk into the forest and you can just see the patterns in everything. How the flowers bloom, and even the decay becomes beautiful because you see how it's just all so intricately woven. And it's so beautiful. And we are part of that. And to just honor that as much as we can, I think, is the greatest gift we can give ourselves. So if you too have found yourself going inward and doing a lot of self-evaluation and finding your own sense of clarity and groundedness, I applaud you. I'm congratulating you. And I think it's beautiful that we're coming to realize that we don't have to effort so hard, that we don't have to push so hard, we don't have to hustle, we don't have to chase, we don't have to fall out of alignment with who we are. That we're allowed to take time and space to heal. We deserve that. You deserve that. We are so divine. And it's only when we remember how divine we really are that everything begins to change. And that's what happens. We forget our divinity through our conditioning and programs. But I know if you're listening to this, you have been on a journey to rewrite those programs, to clear out all of that old ways of being. And it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Because it's like we get to step into the world as a new being, as a new person. When our heart is awakened, everything around us shifts in the most beautiful ways. And it's like sometimes so painful. It feels so even dark sometimes, right? Feeling like you're missing out on the world or opportunity or prosperity or abundance because you're taking time for yourself. That's not true. There is a divine plan and divine timing to your life. And if you trust it, if you trust that, if you trust that in-between space, just trust where you are, trust that it's leading you somewhere amazing. And the more that you focus on feeling that, knowing that, feeling your connectedness with this world, with this universe, with creation, with creativity. Feeling how you're not separate from that, that you are that. That you are this brilliant creator of your life. And as you change and you heal, it's like you're healing the world. That vibration that you're emanating is echoing out into the ethers, into the space. Into everything that influences everything. When you have an open heart and you are emanating love and you're emanating goodwill and you are wishing the highest healing for everyone you see, yourself included, you are a walking beam of love and you don't even have to say anything. You don't have to talk to people. You influence them energetically simply by being in a similar space as them. You going into the grocery store in high vibration is going to rub off on everybody else and add to their life, add to their radiance. And it's through it's through the reflection of you. being that embodiment of love, that they are changed too. And they get to carry that with them into their world and amplify that and change the world. When we heal, when we decide that those old programs just won't do anymore, the universe, God, moves mountains. We move mountains. We don't need the condition out there to feel in alignment with who we are. It's like when we feel connected to the world, to God, to the universe, to nature, it's like you don't need anything else. And that is where it all happens. When you don't need the condition out there to feel amazing. A lot of this wisdom, I think, is coming from Abraham Hicks, which is an amazing resource. But it's so true. When you focus on how you feel, you focus on finding your grounded self first. When you focus on the reasons why you're doing the thing, when you focus on the message you want to bring through in your art, when you focus on the feeling and just feeling good, you know, no matter what, it's like that's when things can come to us. It's so true, you know. And as soon as we get mixed up or get in our head and we think that we have to have that thing first, we have to have that, I don't know, whatever it is first, then we can be happy. We will be, it's like you're on a treadmill that goes nowhere. Really, truly. As soon as you can find that place in your own heart, in your own soul, where you're good either way, where you are held by this life, where you recognize and have gratitude for the divine nature of everything we are experiencing, you are that, you start to see that, you start to know that. And that's when you become so powerful, so magnetic, you become so awake and aware to your power that miracles start to unfold in your life because you are intentionally healing. You know that you are capable of miracles, that you're capable of creating a life that you love. You've seen yourself create change in your life before. And you know that there's so much untapped power in there, in you. But we have to acknowledge our divinity first. We have to acknowledge our power first. We have to look at all the ways that we give that power away and how we can kind of reel that back in. And if you have to say out loud, I call all of my power back to me, do that. Do whatever it takes to remember the radiant, creative, amazingly powerful, divine, infinite soul that you are. That isn't, you're not just this body. You are so powerful. And I hope that you remember that, that you know that you can feel that. No matter what happens in your life, no matter who leaves your life or who comes into your life, you always have you. You always have your soul. You always know that you are more than this body, that you came here for a divine purpose. You came here to feel. You came here to experience, to have a wild, intense journey. And it's beautiful. Even the pain that you have experienced in your life has allowed you to feel that. It's, you know, imagine feeling nothing ever. Maybe we would prefer pain sometimes. What a beautiful life. What a beautiful experience this is. And I'm so grateful. I love you all so much. You are so powerful. I hope that we can all remember, especially in times where it feels like this 3D world is all there is, and that we have to chase things, and we have to do things, and we have to do this, and we have to do that, and we actually don't. I hope that we can remember in those moments that we can relax and remember those more expansive thoughts, that we can tap into those higher emotions, that we can tap into feeling the expansive energy that we really are.